we like to say, so yes, this is a movie about craft beer, but to me, it's really a movie about the entrepreneur's journey. So what happens when you come up with an idea and kind of stake your claim? So the craft beer industry itself, I think we're over 3,000 breweries. So it's one of the fastest growing industries in the US, which means that there are a lot of people gambling and putting their bets on beer that they're going to have a successful business. So to me, it's not so much just about the beer.
One, two, three. Beer, 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 chimney beer, beer, beer.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mott.
The two breweries that we decided to focus on for the film, one is called Backshore Brewing Company, and they're in Ocean City, Maryland. They were originally named Shorebilly Brewing Company, and about 3 months after opening, we had been filming with them since their grand opening, they were hit with a trademark lawsuit over the name Shorebilly.
We trademarked the name Shorebilly, and somebody else trademarked it for use in t-shirts.
And it turned into this gigantic, dragged-out lawsuit that's been going on.
Now, legal fees alone is enough to put us out of business.
I don't have $500,000. They know I don't have $500,000.
We just found out the verdict about 2 weeks ago and put it in the film, but we won't give away any spoilers for that. And you see a lot of these lawsuits popping up with craft brewers all over the country, these sort of trademark lawsuits.
And then the other brewery that we followed, the Brew Gentleman Beer Company, this story follows some college graduates, 23 years old, and they decide to open a brewery up in Braddock, Pennsylvania. So back in the day, Braddock was kind of one of Pittsburgh's premier suburbs to live in.
And then when the steel industry collapsed, and all the jobs remaining at the steel mill became automated. Massive shift from blue-collar jobs to white-collar jobs. That, combined with the crack epidemic in the 70s and 80s, pretty much just leveled Braddock. Went from a population of about 20,000 to a population of about 2,000 completely overnight.
Since about 2000, there's been revitalization efforts in Braddock to bring people back, to rebuild structures, to get community programs going once again. And the Brew Gentlemen were inspired by Braddock's renegade mayor, John Fetterman, to stake their claim on a little piece on Braddock Ave, the main road, and build a brewery there.
Breweries can play a really central role in sort of revitalizing a neighborhood or livening up an area and attracting other businesses, which has this sort of, you know, long-term effect on the economy of an area. So one story that stuck out is we interviewed the governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, who back in the 80s started a brew pub called the Wincoop Brewing Company in lower downtown Denver, which at the time in the 80s was really not the greatest place. There was a lot of empty warehouses, a lot of vacant buildings. So he started the brewery because it was cheap rent at the time to get a place there. And you cut to maybe 10, 15 years later, all of a sudden, the lower downtown Denver today is like full of restaurants. There's so many restaurants, so much business going on, artists and entrepreneurs. You've got Coors Stadium, the baseball stadium came across the street. So it really, the area has dramatically changed, and it all kind of started with the brew pub. And you can find that same story in cities, you know, all over the place. The startup, smaller breweries, a lot of this is done by hand. So you've got people literally bending over the kettle, putting the hops in, mashing in, which is a process where they add the grain to the beer, which is like very labor intensive. So a lot of the shots that we chose weren't so much those industrial shots that you see all the time of like the beer running down the line. We have some of that, but we also thought it was more interesting to see the human element of how labor intensive it is to really make beer on a small level. So, you know, we called it blood, sweat, and beer, and you see it in the movie, like people are sweating, like bent over the thing, like working their butts off.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six pack to go. tomorrow.
We don't really appreciate it as consumers. I mean, you're just sitting there and you have your nice frosty cold brew in the beautiful tap room, and you don't really consider how much work actually went into brewing that and perfecting that recipe and actually bringing it to life so that you can enjoy it.
Taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. I don't have enough to pay my rent. I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low.